A media sensitization workshop on mental health is being held for media practitioners in the country. We have the Executive Director of Basic Needs in Ghana, Peter Yaro, on the line to tell us all about the workshop. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Yaro.
Good afternoon, madam.
So why do we need a media sensitization on mental health?
We need a media sensitization on mental health because mental health is a very important issue that everybody needs to be concerned about. We know that media practitioners have to grapple with a whole lot of issues that they need to report on. And that usually have the likelihood of leaving mental health behind. So this sensitization is to help refocus the media's attention on mental health issues to improve reportage and, for that matter, contribute to general well-being of our population, considering that the media plays quite a critical role in informing and educating the public on various a whole range of issues. So that is the reason why Basic Needs, with the support of Star Ghana that provided the funding, organized this media interaction to help media personnel begin to increase attention to mental health issues and report them in ways that increase well-being, provide the facts, and help educate the general public about how to have mental healthy lifestyle.
That's, I then seeing that much has not been reported on mental health issues, or it's not been satisfactory.
I must say a lot has been done in terms of reporting on mental health issues of recent, but we think that more can be done. And again, the focus of the reportage needs to go deeper than currently is the case, to go more into investigations of issues that can improve practices, that can increase responsibility of individuals and families to their mental health, that can help practitioners train to provide services, improve on them, and that can at least reduce any excesses or abuses that are happening in various spheres to be reduced. And for that matter, also provide the needed and accurate information that can enhance the well-being of the people, at least make them know how to maintain good lifestyle and prevent them from even becoming, if I can say, victims of mental health. So yes, reporting has been good, but we think that it can be improved.
What then is the state of mental health in Ghana?
The state of mental health in Ghana is one that needs a lot of improvement. It is at a stage that massive injections of resources are needed to bring it to the level that everybody who needs mental health services can access it. It needs to be brought to a level where mental health is not stigmatized, that we have the adequate personnel to provide the services at centers within proximity of families so that accessibility and quality of services are available to everybody that needs it, no matter your social economic status. We are at a stage where mental health and general development priorities need to be in such a way that considerations for mental health inform policy development, especially for public policies and public policies and general services that need to reach everybody in the country as citizens of our dear nation.
All right, then, Mr. Yaro, we thank you for your time. We've been listening to the Executive Director of Basic Needs Ghana, who's been speaking on mental health and the workshop being held for media practitioners in Accra.